Well, that'll get your hips swinging on a Friday morning, won't it? That's from the music department. Alex runs that for us, of course. Welcome back to the Steve Rivers Show, live from Orlando, Florida on a Friday. Governor DeSantis is going to speak today. Yeah, I really enjoyed my conversation with Ruben there. Very good. You know, a guy who's a state rep in Florida saying, listen, W. Wasserman Schultz is not who we need and not at all what we think is appropriate to represent South Florida. And I agree with him. What's to argue with that common sense? All right, so I want to dig a little bit deeper into this House Equality Act, providing civil rights protections to gay and transgender people. Listen, I'm all for civil rights. I have no issue with that whatsoever. But special rights, when you displace the rights of others to, quote-unquote, give yourself equal rights, that's not equal rights at all. That's co-opting other people's rights for your benefit. And what I mean by that is, listen, I have a kid who runs track. She doesn't need to compete against intact men or males or boy, whatever. Fact of the matter is, women's sports, Title IX, will be destroyed by this decision, potentially. And they'll not be deterred. 224-206, the vote, H.R. 5, would amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act in order to prevent, quote, discrimination on the basis of sex, gender identity, or sexual orientation. The act would mandate, now hear this, the act would mandate that individuals cannot be denied access to the locker room of their choice. That's number one. So at what point did you identify as a woman? Well, like 15 seconds ago when I saw her walk in there. I think I'll go check it out. I mean, is there a time limit on when you can identify and who can question you? I mean, is there some sort of a checklist you have to complete? No. The answer is I identify as a woman. Since when? Since it's none of your business. You see how silly that is. There are no guidelines. So sexual predators, for example, because I identify as a woman, but you've got a beard and you're a dude. Doesn't matter. I identify as a woman. And you cannot question me. So it would be the end of women's prisons. How could you have a women's prison? Well, because you're going to have co-ed prisons because, you know, the guys are going to say, I identify as a woman. Since when? Since I got convicted. And what do you care? But you look like a dude. Yeah, but inside I'm a woman inside. I mean, the bad outcomes are undeniable about what would happen there. And you think about what happens in prisons, you think about what happens in middle schools or high schools, and the boys have access to the girls' locker room, and the list just goes, listen to me. I've had a couple of daughters. It's awkward enough being a teenager. You know, it is awkward enough. You want boys milling around in the locker room? No. These girls are awkward enough at 13, 14, 15 years of age. They don't need that kind of pressure. They don't need that kind of extra pressure at a difficult time in their life anyway. And they're trying to figure everything out. I think it's insensitive. I think it's destructive. Frankly, I think it's wrong. Democrats tried to pass the Equality Act in 2019, but it died in a Republican-controlled Senate. I don't know that it passes this time. Do you think that Joe Manchin thinks that it's okay in West Virginia for intact men to run track against girls? I mean, do you really think that a girl that's worked her tail off to become the best softball player that she can be, then to lose that position or that scholarship because some dude wants to play softball, but he identifies a woman? Come on, give me a break here. It's not fair. It's what Title IX was put in place to protect girls and women in sports and equal opportunities, and that's being destroyed by this kind of nonsense. 8 House Republicans voted in favor of the measure in 2019. That, however, has been whittled down to 3. It's been whittled down to 3 now. The legislation will head to the Senate, where it would need 60 votes to avoid the filibuster. President Joe Biden said he would pass the Equality Act during his first 100 days in office. He said that in October 2020, of course. It's not going to pass in the first 100 days because you're not going to get 60 votes. You're not going to get the filibuster-proof majority. It's not going to happen. So that's where that's going to be. It's going to be stuck there. Let's check in on Jen Psaki's Daily Trainwreck. Another crisis we need to touch base on is the border crisis getting worse. You have to think these people have lost their minds. They just think the line can continue. It doesn't matter. They won't be held accountable. Start with bite number four. Listen to what Jen Psaki had to say yesterday afternoon.
Thank you, Jen. Back on immigration, do you believe that you have a crisis at the border? And is the government now acting as if you had a crisis at the border?
Well, certainly, you know, having unaccompanied minors travel across the border, and so many that we are looking, we had to open a new facilities, is something that we take incredibly seriously, and we, you know, are eager to, of course, address humanely and with the focus of keeping them safe. I don't think I'm going to put new labels on it from here or from the podium, but it is a priority of the administration. It's a priority of our Secretary of Homeland Security and certainly of the president's, who's kept abreast of the development.
So kids are still in cages, but it's okay because Democrats are doing it. They just call it something different. That's how it works. That's how it works. Get used to it. It's no surprise, of course. No surprise it's a double standard. And Psaki also standing by Joe Biden, calling New York Governor Andrew Cuomo the gold standard. The gold standard when it comes to handling the pandemic. Of course, Andrew Cuomo now being accused of being a sexual predator, asking one of his top aides to play strip poker and kissed her on the mouth when she'd neither expected it nor wanted it to happen, she says now. She said these things happened in 2018, and as a result, she resigned, couldn't take it anymore. And inside Cuomo's inner circle, it was all understood. They knew what was going on. They knew he was a pig, according to her, and now others. Because as these things go, if there's one, more will follow. More will soon follow. That's the way this was. Trouble for Andrew Cuomo and trouble for Gretchen Whitmer and other governors who allowed COVID-positive patients to be shipped back to nursing homes because Cuomo's hit a jam, and therefore people want to know the truth about what happened in Pennsylvania, Michigan, New Jersey, California. And they will find out. The truth will set them free. 52 after on a Friday. We'll be right back. Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.